Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Anti Leela Chapter 2, Gauranga's Puri Yatra, his travels from Shantipur to Puri, verse number 31. Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki, Srila Veda Vyas, Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Daive sei Prabhu Bhakta Gano sei Sabha, Upamao sei sei, sei sei Anubhav. By providence, Gauranga was the same Lord. They were the same devotees. The situation was the same, and their feelings were the same. And Jivana Marana Krishna, Ichaya Sehai, Vishava Amrita Bhakshi Leo Kichunai. Life and death depends on the will of Krishna. Drinking poison or nectar does nothing on its own. Rake Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rake Ke. One may die by drinking poison or gain life by drinking nectar, but only by the will of Krishna can material objects and spiritual objects give results. If Krishna withdraws the power of these objects, they cannot give such fruits. Jema teja hare Krishna chandra rake mare taha bhai arakeya karite napare. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, no one can imitate how Krishna saves someone and kills someone else. Despite being inclined towards Krishna's seva, many persons, because of committing Vaishnava aparad, consider Krishna's bhaktas to be ordinary mortal beings, and they see them separate from the Lord. If someone thinks that Hari Guru and Vaishnava are mortal, they can never become self-realized, because they're actually mad in sense enjoyment. Hini mati shri gora sundara nila chale, ai sena chalila apana kutuhale. Thus Gora Sundar departed for Nilachala in his own joyful mood. Kutuhale. Nityananda Garadhar Mukunda Govinda Samati Jagananda Ara Brahmananda. Gora Sundar was accompanied by Nityananda Garadhar Mukunda Govinda Jagananda and Brahmananda. Pate Prabhu Pariksha Karena Sabha Prati Ki Sambalache Bala Kahara Samhati. The Lord also tested his devotees that were traveling with him on the way. Pate Prabhu Pariksha. He examined them. He asked, what assets are you carrying with you? Kivaki Dyache Kare Patera Sambal Nishka Pate Morastane Kahata Sakala. Tell me frankly, has anyone given you anything for the journey? Save Bale Prabhu Bina Agyaya Tomar Kara Dravya Laite Wa Shaktiyache Kar. O Prabhu, who has the power to bring anything without your permission? Shuniyat Takura Bhara Santosha Kaila Sheshe Se Lakshe Tattva Kaite Lagila. Hearing the reply, Gauranga was satisfied. And Bhara Santosh, very satisfied. Therefore, he explained some truths regarding this topic. Lakshya Tattva. In other words, the topic is dependence on the Lord. And the Lord, he wanted to test his devotees. How dependent are you? Have you brought some stash? You made some preparations? Or are you simply throwing yourself at my feet an opinion on the Lord. Prabhupada kaharoye kichunala ila yate amarabara santosha karila. I am very satisfied that none of you took anything from anyone. Nityananda, Gadadhar, Govinda, Mukunda, Brahmananda, and Jagananda, they replied, the only asset we have, my Lord, is you. Hearing their words and seeing their determination, Gaurasundar was greatly satisfied. Bhoktavya adrishte take jaydine likan aranyeyo asimile avashyatakan. Now, this is the Shiksha, Gauranga Shikshamrita. This is Lord Chaitanya's teaching to his followers, Nityananda, Gadadhar, Govinda Mukunda, Brahmananda and Jagadananda, and to all of us who are also aspiring to be his followers, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It is Lord, as a reminder to us and an encouragement to us to be totally dependent on the Lord. And this is one of the six symptoms of surrender. Goptitre vananam tata. To have full faith that the Lord is my maintainer. Rakshishyatiti vishvaso. And have full belief that the Lord will protect me in any circumstance. So Lord Gauranga said, Bhoktavya drishte takeye jay dine likan aranya vasimile avashyatakan. Prabhu jare jaydivasa nalike ahar. Rajaputra hao tabu upavasatar. Takileo kahite na pari agyavine. Akasmat kalahakara ye karosane. Krodakari bale muni nakaimo bhat. Divekari rahe nija shire diahat. Atavasa kaladravya haile. Vidyaman achambite dehe jwara haila adishtan. Jwara vedanayakota takila bakshan ata eva ishvarer ichase karan. Tribhuvane Krishna dija chena anachatra ishvarer ichatake miliba sarvatra. Sri Gauranga Sundara addressed his followers and all of us. If you are destined to receive some food, you will certainly get it, even if you are in the forest. If God does not set aside food for someone, he will not eat, even if he is a Rajaputra, the son of the king, Upavas. Without God's sanction, one may not be able to eat, even if there is food, for he may suddenly quarrel with someone, kalaha. In an angry mood, that person may say, I will not eat today. He may even touch his hand to his head and say, I swear to that effect, I will not eat anything today. Otherwise, one may have all varieties of food in front of him, but he may be afflicted with a severe fever and have no appetite. How can anyone eat when they're suffering the pain of a fever? Therefore, in all circumstances, Ishvara Icha Sekaran, the cause everywhere, is the desire of the Lord. The will of God prevails everywhere. Krishna has supplied food for the three worlds. If he desires, one will certainly obtain it. Then Siddhanta Saraswati gives a purport, quoting a verse, not citing where. Bhojanach chadane chintam vritta kuravanti vaishnava yoso vishvambaro deva sakim bhaktanu pekshate. Vaishnavas never worry about food or clothing because they're devoted to God, who is known as Vishwambara. He supplies and maintains everyone's necessities. Apana Ishvara Sarva Janar Shikai Hiyate Vishvasa Jara Sehi Sukhapai. In this way, Gauranga personally taught everyone Sarvajana Shika. Everyone means not only those six people or six devotees, Nityananda, Gadadhar, Govinda, Mukunda, Jagannanda, and Brahmananda. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Ishvara Sarvajan, Sarvajan Shikai. Sarvajana means all the living entities, which means us, past, present, and future. In this way, Gauranga personally taught everyone Ishvara, that Supreme Ishvara, Ishvara Gauranga, Gauranga Ishvara, Ishvara Sarvajanayare Shikaya, Sarvajana Shika. He taught everyone Vishwas Sukhapai. If one has faith, he becomes happy. If one has faith in the words of Ishvara Gauranga, he will become happy. Jete mate kene koti prayatna nakare Ishvarera icha haile se faladare. One may endeavor for something in millions of different ways and different attempts, but the result will only come when and if the Supreme Lord sanctions it. Man proposes, God disposes. Ishvara icha se phala dhara. You will hold the result. You will get the fruit by the will of the Lord. Satisfied with his bhaktas, Gaurasundar taught the principle of Sharanagati. He said, now, Siddhanta Saraswati in his purport to text 49 rephrases or repeats in his own words, the words of Ishvara Gauranga. Ample food may be easily available, but by the desire of Krishna, even a king's son may suffer the pangs of fasting, upavas. Although whatever the Supreme Lord sanctions may be rarely attained, one easily achieves it even while sitting in the forest. Sufficient food may be right in front of someone, but if that person by Krishna's will is afflicted with a fever, he cannot eat it. The necessities of life automatically come by the will of God. People are puffed up with false ego and bewildered by Maya cannot understand these topics. Vrindavan Das Thakur goes on. Hina mate prabhu tattva kahite kahite utarila asi ati saranagarete. As Gauranga revealed the truth in this way, everyone arrived at the village of Atisara. Se Atisara Grame Mahabhagyavan Achena Paramasadu Sri Anantanam. In this village, there was an extremely saintly person, most fortunate, Mahabhagyavan. He possessed extremely good fortune, Paramasadu. He is a topmost sadhu, saintly person. His name was Sri Ananta. Rahilena asi prabhu tanhara alaye kikahiba aratanra bhagya samochaye. Gauranga stayed in his house. Who can describe the limit of Sri Ananta's great fortune? Ananta pandit ati parama udhar paya paramananda Baya Nahyar. This Pandit Ananta was very udar, paramudar, very much magnanimous and generous. He was so blissful that he lost his external consciousness, paramananda. Vaikuntera patiyasi atiti haila santoshe bikshara saja karite lagila. The Lord of Vaikuntha, Vaikunthapati, had become an atithi, an uninvited guest in his house. Therefore, Pandit Ananta was so happily began to arrange for the Lord's prasad. It says in Taittiriya Upanishad 11.2, Atithi Devo Bhava, a guest is as good as God. A guest is as good as God. Atithi Devo Bhava, especially Atithi, literally means one who comes, an uninvited guest, or one that simply arrives without any invitation or prior notice. He is considered to be God, Deva Bhava. Sarvagana Saha Prabhu Karilena Bhiksha Sanyasire Bhiksha Dharma Karayena Shiksha Guranga and Sarvagan, all of his associates, took their bhiksha, their meal, his alms, their alms, at the house of Pandit Sri Ananta. In this way, Guranga arranged to show how one should feed a sannyasi. He taught bhiksha dharma shiksha. Bhiksha dharma shiksha. Tridandi bhikshu. The sannyasis in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya are called Tridandi bhikshu. They carry the Tridanda. They're beggars. Tridanda. Tridandi bhikshu. They're begging with Tridandi, with a danda of their body, mind, and words. They're begging for the mercy and for the prema of Radharani. Prem bhikaris. We hear that when one does madhukari, Prabhupada often told us in the early days, begging food, he should only beg a little bit of food, and he's only permitted to go to seven houses. This is actually comes from Uddhava Gita, teachings of Krishna to Uddhav, and Srimad Bhagavatam 11.18.18, or maybe the Bhikshu Gita also. 11.18.18 states this fact about seven houses in the Sanskrit. Bhiksham chatursu varneshu vigharyan vartyamscharit saptagaran asankliptams tushyel labdena tavata. Rejecting polluted and untouchable houses, one should approach without previous calculation saptagar, seven houses, and be satisfied with that which is obtained by begging at those seven houses. He should not go to more. According to necessity, one may approach each of the four occupational orders of society. You can actually take bhikshu from the shudras, vaishyas, kshatriyas, or brahmins. Although generally, last 500 years in Gaudiya Sampradaya, even beginning with the six Goswamis, they would only go to the homes of Brijvasi Brahmins. And Garuda Purana, it explains the duties of the bhikshu, or the sannyasi beggar. Baiksham shutam chamonitvam tapodhyana visheshata samyakchagyana vairagyam dharmoyam Bhikshuko Mataha. The duties of a sannyasi renunciate bhikshu are understood to be 1. Begging for his maintenance, sustenance, listening to scriptures, Baiksham and Shrutam, and the practice of silence, moan, austerity, tapo, careful meditation, dhyan, correct knowledge, gyan, and detachment, vairagya. Sarvaratri Krishna Katha Kirtana Prasange Achilena Ananta Pandit Griharange. Gaura Sundar happily passed the entire night discussing topics of Krishna. And he engaged in Krishna Katha and Kirtan, Prasange Kirtan, very tight and intimate confidential Kirtan and Krishna Katha. with Sri Ananta Pandit. He's enjoying these topics. Griharange, happily passing in his house. Shubhadrishti Ananta Pandit Pratikari Pravate Chalila Prabhu Bali Hari Hari. In the morning, Shubhadrishti, seeing the auspicious time has arrived, Gauranga glanced mercifully on Ananta Pandit, Shubhadrishti, very auspicious blessing, and chanted the name Hari as he departed. Hari, Hari, Prabhu Bali, Prabhu Bolo, Hari, Hari, Prabhat. Prabhat means sunrise, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Deki Sarva Tapahara, Sri Chandra Vadan, Hari Bali, Sarvaloke Dake Anukshan. Whoever saw Gauranga's or Gaurachandra's moon-like face, beautiful moon-like face, Sri Chandravadan, Sarvatapahara, all their tap, all their miseries was destroyed. And as a result, everyone chanted, Sarvaloke Dhake. Everyone chanted, Hari, Hari, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Gauranga Hari Bol, Gauranga Hari Bol. Yogendra Ridaye Yati Durlabha Charan Hini Prabhu Chale Jaya Deki Sarvajan. That same Lord whose lotus feet are rarely seen in the hearts of the topmost yogis, Yogendra Ridaye Durlabha Charan, was now walking before the vision of everyone, Deki Sarvajan. Everyone could see him walking Prakat Leela in Navadvip, or rather, Bengal and Orissa. Hey Mata Prabhu Jana Vira Kule Kule, Ailena Chatraboga Maha Kutuhale. In this way, Gauranga walked along the bank of the Ganga and happily arrived at Chatrabog. Se Chatraboge Ganga Hayas Shatamukhi Vahiteya Chena Sarva Jane Kari Suki Njalamaya Shivalinga Ashe Se Stan Ambulinga Gatta Kari Vale Sarva Jan. In Chatrabog, Ganga flows in 100 streams, making everyone happy. There is a spot here known as Ambulinga. There's a Shivalinga made of water. Ambulinga Shankara Haila Ye Nimita Se Kata Kaishuna Hana Ekachita. Vrindavan Das Thakur asks us, the readers, to listen very attentively. Se Kata Kaishuna. Hear attentively the following narration of how the Ambulinga of Shiva appeared there in the village of Chatraboga. Purve Bhagirata Kari Ganga Aradana Ganga Anilena Vamsha Udarakaran. Previously, Bhagirata, King Bhagirata, worshipped Ganga and brought her to this world to deliver his forefathers, the burned up sons of King Sagar. Gangaravi Rahai Shiva Vivalahai Ya Shiva Lena Sheshe Ganga Sanariya. Shiva became overwhelmed in separation from Ganga. While remembering Ganga, he came to this place, Chatrabog. Gangare Dekiya Shiva Se Chatraboge Vivalahai Lati Ganga Anurage. When Shiva saw Ganga at Chatrabog, he became overwhelmed with attachment. Ganga Anurag, attachment for Ganga. Ganga Deki Matra Shiva Gangaya Padila Jala Rupe Shiva Jana Vite Ma Mishaila. As soon as Shiva saw the Ganga, he entered the water and took the form of water and merged in the Ganga. Jagannamata Janaviyo, Dekiya Shankar, Bhuja Karilena Bhakti, Kariya Vistar. One Janavi, the mother of the universe, Jagannamata, saw Shiva. She worshipped him with great devotion, Puja Bhakti. Shiva Sejanena Ganga, Bhaktira Mahima. Ganga O Janena Shiva, Bhaktira Jisima. Shiva knew the glories of worshipping Ganga, and the Ganga knew the glories of worshipping Shiva. Ganga Jala Sparshi Shiva, Haila Jala Mai, Ganga O Pujila Ati Kariya Vinai. When Shiva touched the water of Ganga, he transformed into water. So Ganga humbly worshipped him. Jala Rupe Shiva Rahilena Seistan, Ambulinga Gatta Kari Goshe Sarva Jane. Shiva stayed here in the form of water, so everyone glorifies this place as Ambulinga Ghat. Ganga Shiva Prabhave Se Chatra Bogagram Haila Paramadanya Mahatirtanam. The influence of Ganga and Shiv, Ganga Shiva Prabhav, Chatrabhog became famous village and glorious, celebrated as a great holy tirtha, Mahatirth. Tati Madhye Vishesha Mahima Haila Ar Paye Chaitanya Chandra Charana Bihar. The Chatrabhog became even more glorious after Sri Chaitanya Chandra visited and engaged in pastimes here. Chatrabhoge Gele Prabhu Ambulinga Ghat Shatamukhi Ganga Prabhu Dekila Nikat. Ganga went to Ambulinga Ghat and he saw the Ganga flowing in 100 streams there. Dekiya Haila Prabhu Anandevi Val Hari Bali Hankara Karena Kolahal. Seeing the Ganga in 100 streams, Ganga became overwhelmed with ecstasy and roared loudly while chanting the name Hari, Hari, Hari. Achara Kajena Nityananda Kole Kari Sarvagane Jaya Divya Bale Hari Hari. Ganga forcefully crashed on the ground. Nityananda caught him, and all the devotees chanted Jai Hari, Hari. Ananda Veshe Prabhu Sarvagane Laya Se Gate Snana Kare Lena Sukihana. In ecstasy, Ananda Vesh, absorbed in bliss, Gorsundar happily bathed at this ghat with his associates. Aneka Kotuke Prabhu Kari Lena Snan Vidavyasata Sava Likibe Paran Snanakari Mahaprabhu Uti Lena Kule. Se vastra pare se titte prema jale prithivite vahe eka shatamukhi dhar prabhura nayane vahe shatamukhiyar. While bathing, Gauranga enacted many pastimes that will be described in the Puranas by Vedavyas. After his bath, Mahaprabhu came out of the water and put on dry clothes, but they became soaked because of his tears of love. Vastrapadi Premajali. 100 streams of Ganga were flowing on the earth. Another 100 streams were flowing from the Lord's eyes. Prithivite Vahayeka Shatamukhi Dhar Prabhura Nayane Vahay Shatamukhi Ar. Apurva Dekhiya Sabe Hase Bhaktagan. Hina Mahaprabhu Gora Chandra Krandan. Devotees laughed when they saw this wonderful pastime. Such was the crying of Gaurachandra Mahaprabhu. Se grame adikari Ramachandra Khan Jadapi Vishayitabu Mahabhagyavan. Ramachandra Khan was the administrator of that village. He was a sense enjoyer, Vishayi, but he's Mahabhagyavan, greatly fortunate. Anyata Prabhu Sange Tana Dekat Kene Devagati Hasya Lila Seistane. Otherwise, how could Ramchandra Khan get the mercy of seeing the Lord by the arrangement of providence, he met the Lord. Tekiya praburateja baya hailamane, dola haite satware na mila sekshani. When Ramchandra Khan saw Gauranga's effulgence, he became filled with awe. With fear, teja baye. And upon seeing the incredible tej of the Lord, Ramchandra Khan immediately got down from his palanquin. So we'll find out tomorrow what happened. Ramchandra Khan, Gaurachan Milan.